Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels. 55,000 young people filled St. Peter's Square today for Pope Benedict XVI's first general audience since the summer break. Ira McCarthy reports.
Liebe Ministrantinnen und Ministranten, liebe Freunde.
They are the future of the church in Europe. From Germany, France, Austria, Poland, Luxembourg, Switzerland, and even Georgia. They travelled by night and day across the continent by bus to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Coetus Ministrantium Internationalis, the international movement of altar servers, together in St. Peter's Square.
In the Lord I'll be ever faithful. In the Lord I rejoice.
On Wednesday from early morning, they filled the square to capacity with banners unfurled and in song, making it, in the words of Pope Benedict XVI, a happier place and gifting him a happier heart.
Sondern vermehrt auch die Freude in meinem Herzen. Vielen Dank.
In fact, the Wednesday audience, the first since the summer break, was entirely dedicated to the estimated 55,000 young boys and girls who serve the altars of Europe. In his address, delivered mainly in German, the Pope recalled that he too had once been an altar boy.
Schicke mich. Diese Jungen sind aber noch zu klein.
And in a gesture that was greeted by rousing applause, donned a scarf gifted him by the Archdiocese of Basel.
Jedes Mal, wenn zum Altar hintretet.
Serve Jesus generously in the Eucharist, he told them. It is an important task which allows you to be particularly close to the Lord and to grow as his true friends. A large bronze statue of St. Tarsicius, the young Roman who was martyred in 257 AD for having defended the Blessed Sacrament, stood on the steps of the Basilica. It had reached Rome at the end of a journey throughout Central Europe and at the close of the pilgrimage will be placed before the catacomb of St. Callistus, where the martyr and patron saint of altar servers is buried.
Mein junges Alter, erwiderte Tarsicius.
Reflecting on this young and brave man's devotion to the Blessed Sacrament, Pope Benedict recalled that the Eucharist is the greatest gift Jesus left us, support and strength for our daily journey. He called on the altar servers to communicate the gift of this friendship to their peers with joy, enthusiasm, and without fear. The Pope added that probably martyrdom will not be demanded of us, but instead, Jesus does ask us for fidelity to small things, our daily tasks, to witnessing his love.
Liebe Freunde, ihr leiht Jesus eure Hände.
Pope Benedict's concluding words to the crowd of young boys and girls were that the witness of St. Tarsicius shows us the great love we must have toward the Eucharist, an immeasurable treasure, an open road to eternal life. I'm Ema McCarthy.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.